You're listening to the audio production of An April Bride by Lenora Wirth, published by Zondervan and read by Christy Ragland.
Chapter 1. April showers bring May flowers. That old saying might hold true, but in this particular garden, spring had already arrived, and just in time for the big event. A wedding. Her wedding, to the man she'd loved since she was 5 years old. She and Marshall had met in kindergarten and gone all the way through school together and attended the same church. They'd been high school sweethearts who'd always planned to be married someday. So why was she so afraid today? Stella Carson loved April. It was the one month when the Louisiana heat and humidity seemed bearable, the one month when the whole landscape turned into a blaze of riotous color that rivaled any Monet painting. She loved spring, and the scent of the jasmine blossoms that covered the pergola her daddy had built in the backyard when she was only 3 years old. She loved the dazzle of the hot pink hibiscus bushes on her mother's back porch, and she especially loved the sassy salmon-colored azaleas that lined the white picket fence between the horse pasture and the front drive. Right now, she stood admiring her mother's prize hydrangeas. The big, blue, clustered blossoms would soon spill out of the old, hardy bushes that ran across the front porch line. She planned to have those colors in her wedding. Blues and mauves, lavenders and delicate pinks, just like the colors in this yard each spring. And hopefully some hydrangeas sprinkled here and there, even if they had to be ordered from a nursery. Across the old country road, the Mississippi River gurgled and whirled as it flowed out to the Gulf of Mexico. Wishing her worries could flow away with the river, Stella leaned over the second-floor railing of Flower Bend, the house she'd grown up in, and marveled at God's beauty.